Iraq's outgoing Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has pledged that Iraq will become, quote, a graveyard for the ISIL Takfiri terrorists. Al-Maliki made the remarks as he visited the liberated town of Amirli in northern Iraq. On Sunday, Iraqi forces reached the besieged town where thousands of minority Shia Turkmen had been surrounded by Takfiri terrorists for 2 months. They broke the siege of Amirli amid U.S. airstrikes on ISIL positions. The operation began on Saturday when Iraqi government forces and Kurdish Peshmerga fighters launched an assault on the group's positions from two fronts. Meanwhile, a Kurdish official said that Peshmerga forces have retaken the northern towns of Zumar and Sulaiman Bek from the Takfiri terrorists. Our correspondent Altaf Ahmad joins us from Erbil. She's been following this story closely. Altaf, if you want to take a look at ISIL, are they on the retreat? Tell us what has caused them to be defeated, in particular, Amirli, which is, from what we understand, a major Shia town.
Well, definitely, Kaveh, the ISIL terrorist groups are actually on the retreat, and the Kurdish Iraqi forces seem to be on a roll here. The recent, or the most recent achievement that they have scored is actually the recapture of Sulaiman Bek, which is a very strategic town or a strategic stronghold for ISIL. They have controlled Sulaiman Bek ever since they have proclaimed their so-called caliphate in Mosul back in June. So that's, we're talking about some 11 weeks now. The Iraqi Kurdish forces have managed to regain control over Sulaiman Bek. However, they're saying that though they have eliminated the foothold of ISIL there, they found that the town is actually chock full of booby traps and explosives the same way that they found the Mosul dam several weeks back. It seems to be an ISIL strategy now that after they are forced to retreat from a town, they leave it completely booby-trapped and choked full of explosives. Another thing that we heard, which was quite important, is that the Kurds have actually declared the death of a man, a senior commander called Abu Taiba in Sulaiman Bek, as well as the capture of some 36 others. We know that Sulaiman Bek is right around the corner to the Turkmen Shia town of Amirli. The success in Amirli, or the success in breaking the siege of Amirli, was described by political analysts and military experts as the most strategic or significant offensive success the Iraqi forces have managed to achieve so far. And this is because for the first time now they're on the offensive, no longer on the defensive, and they have managed to regain full control over Amirli, which has had been under siege for some 80 days. All this seems to be boosting the morale of the Iraqi forces and the Kurdish forces, and I believe in the next 24 hours we're going to be seeing more advances, because we heard that right now there actually are ongoing clashes in Yankaja, another region in Salahuddin province, which is northeast of Baghdad. We also heard that they have regained or are currently cleansing the region of Tuzhurmado, which is south of Kirkuk, and is home to the very strategic route that connects Baghdad to the north of the country, that connects the capital to northern Iraq. So I believe we're going to hear more such successes in the upcoming future, especially as the Iraqi and Kurdish forces seem to be working hand in hand. Now, a lot of analysts are saying that in order to have a complete success here, we're going to need a political accord and a political success as well in forming a new national unity government in Baghdad to sort of go hand in hand with the military successes on the battlefield.
Exactly. Thank you very much. You covered it both on the ground and politically. That's the correspondent Altaf Ahmad talking to us from Erbil. Many thanks.